call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Everybody, welcome back to End of the Show. Second half hour on today's October 26, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages of yes, totally support the idea of us bringing an obituary report to the show, to the station. If you guys could do me a favor, we had a great meeting yesterday. Spent an hour with Robert Johnson. He's the funeral director there for Nordman Christian Funeral Home in Sheboygan. If you could do me a favor, text me the word Robert, and I'll text you back a clickable, dialable link to his funeral home there in Sheboygan. They're located at 302 South Huron Street. Text me Robert, and I'll text you back the number 231-627-5696. If you could give Robert a call and tell him that you heard the demo obituary report that Sherry produced and we aired on the show in the first segment this morning, that you would greatly appreciate them supporting the radio station and the show, and that you would like this information. You would like a obituary report just so you can be brought up to speed, made aware of folks in our local communities. They have the Stone Funeral Home in Petoskey. That's on Mitchell Road. Norman Christian Funeral Home that Robert is the funeral director of in Sheboygan, Schiller Funeral Home in Harbor Springs, Stackus Funeral Home in Boyne City, and then the Stone Funeral Home and Cremation Services out of Indian River. They're located at 6038 Prospect Street in Indian River. But text me, Robert, and I'll text you back 231-627-5696. And just thank him for meeting with us, number one, spending an hour of his day with us yesterday, and that you would appreciate the StoneFuneralHomeInc.com website and their family-owned five funeral homes in our listening area, Petoskey, Sheboygan, Harbor Springs, Boyne City, and Indian River, if they became sponsors and we were able to bring you this information. So, yes, that would be greatly appreciated. Rod texting in said, Randy, I was heading down I-75 and I lost the station around Waters on I-75. Do you know about what mile marker, especially going down I-75? If you could text me mile marker numbers. Of course, Gaylord M32 is 282, Wolverine at 301, Indian River is at 310. Heading north is not so much a problem outside of Sault Ste. Marie. Bow in Indian River, I hear it in the Sioux. So, Bo, I greatly appreciate that feedback. Specifically, where in the Sioux? That's what I'm interested in. A lot of people say they hear us at the Meyer, kind of more toward the south end of town, not down in the bowl. So, yeah, that's what I'm looking for when it comes to Sault Ste. Marie. Also, heading toward Alpena, I know I heard it in Atlanta, and then it got sketchy going around some of those hills, and then Roger City, depending on the signal area. Bo says, on all my deliveries all over Sault Ste. Marie. Well, I know since we got the new transmitter, many of you donated for that, helped us out with that. It's helped lower our electric bill and got our signal even stronger. And I know Dell did some tweaks for us out there. Audio processor and other equipment that he's taking care of for us. has improved the signal. But now that the leaves are starting to fall off the trees, that's going to be something you're going to notice. The signal will be increased, improved in a lot of wooded areas. So text me and let me know as you're hearing it in perhaps new locations. You're used to losing the signal in a certain area here during the summer, but now it's coming in and reaching out farther. Text me that information as well. Greatly appreciate it. I'm going to get back to one of the bills that is required by our state constitution as a result of Proposal 1 that passed on our ballot last November. Proposal 1, extended term limits. This is something that was pushed by Rich Studley, the former CEO of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Jace Bolger, the former Speaker of the House, many others. Term limited out after 6 years. For example, State Representative Dave Agema, State Senator Patrick Kobach. 6 years in the House, 8 years in the Senate, you're done. Well, now Proposal 1 passed. They can now serve 12 years in the House and or 12 years in the Senate or any combination thereof. So, for example, if you want to be a state rep for 4 years and then get elected to the Senate and serve 8 there, a total of 12, you can do that. You can serve both in the House and the Senate. Or 8 years in the House, 4 years in the Senate, any combination thereof you can do. But Proposal 1 came with some strings attached. Financial disclosure statements. What is your net worth? How much is your home worth? How much is your investments? What are your investments? How much stock do you own in a particular company? And this information, folks, also pertains to their spouses. Package of bills in the House, sponsored by State Representative Phil Skaggs, a Democrat communist from Grand Rapids, are very similar to a set of bills that has already received leadership sign-off in the state Senate. Senate bills, very similar. They're not tie-barred. They're not identical to House Bill 5248, requires financial disclosure by elected officials in the executive branch, state House, state Senate, and even candidates that are wanting to run. Alternative financial disclosure bills sponsored by House Democrats that include reporting the assets of candidates and elected office holders and their spouses have been introduced on the House floor, but then were quickly buried on the second reading calendar. What does that mean? Bills get introduced. They have to go through a first, second, and third reading before they're then eligible to come forward for a full floor vote, both in the House and in the Senate. Now, there are some alternative package of bills that require, starting in 2028, spouses and dependents of legislators, candidates, our elected officials, and anyone else who has to file a disclosure form must also publicly declare their assets and sources of incomes. It would include candidates running for State Board of Education and then the three public universities that we the people elect to sit on Michigan State University's trustees, the regents for the University of Michigan, as well as the governors for Wayne State University. Phil Skaggs quoted saying, if spousal reporting is not strong, then many members may simply choose to proactively put all of their holdings into their spouse's names. This would allow them to completely bypass any real disclosures of their own. See, there's a little catch there. If you personally, the husband, have some investments, perhaps from a retirement of a job, 401k, maybe you own some stock, maybe you purchased some things earlier in your life before you were married, even though after you get married, of course, in Michigan, the spouse now has financial interest in all of your assets. They still legally, technically, might just be in the husband's name alone. So if you don't require the spouses to also report, well, then the husbands would just transfer all their assets over to their wives and then claim that they don't own any special interest stocks or investments that would cause a conflict of interest. Well, I just did a story the other day, just 3 days ago, where the wife, okay, has an interest in a lobbying firm who now represents a solar energy company out of Illinois. Well, one of the bills, Skaggs, guess what? The very guy that's putting these bills forward for disclosure, it's his wife that owns the interest in the lobbying firm. So now, one of the bills giving the full control and power to these permits falls under the Michigan Public Service Commission if the bills go through. Well, his wife is a lobbyist. So, yeah, pretty interesting. Pretty interesting what's going on. We're getting some more field reports. John in St. Ignace. I just lost the signal at the 270-mile marker Waters exit. Wow, that's 12 miles south of Gaylord. Great. Appreciate that, John. Thank you. That's the type of information I'm looking for. Final segment of hour number one. Short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I want to mention, too, that Sherry and I met for dinner after our meeting with Robert Johnson there at the funeral home in Sheboygan. We went to Libby's downtown, right there across the street from the theater, and went inside, got to meet Libby. She showed me around. They're expanding. They're going to be building right next door a bakery. They're going to have fresh baked goods. They're going to have all the breads and donuts and all kinds of goodies for you. Gourmet coffee. Looking right out into the open public pavilion area they have there where the farm market is. Well, she's going to be expanding Libby's downtown to have a bakery. So look forward to fresh bread and donuts and all kinds of goodies. And we shared the appetizer, the street corn shrimp as an appetizer. That was fantastic. Plenty enough for two people to share. And then I got the Wednesday night tacos. You can mix and match. Per Heidi, our waitress, she's great. She gave us great advice. We got the appetizer she mentioned. And then I got the beef, mahi-mahi, and the shrimp tacos. And man, were they good. I was only going to eat half of them and then get a doggy bag and bring them home to Miss Vicky. Didn't happen. They were so good, I ate the whole thing, all three of the tacos, and ended up getting another three to bring home to Miss Vicky. And she loved them. The beef, mahi-mahi, and the shrimp, they were fantastic. And guess what? I weighed myself this morning, and I lost 1.5 pounds. So for lunch yesterday, I had clam chowder soup. I had an apple on my way to Sheboygan. Then I had half of the appetite, more than half. Sherry took like 3 bites. I got the rest of the appetizer, the street corn shrimp, and then 3 tacos, and lost 1.5 pounds eating at Libby's downtown. So great restaurant. Really some good items. Gourmet type of cooking. I was so shocked to see the menu. So yeah, check out Libby's downtown, right across from the theater. It is Trucker Randy endorsed. She has a wine system. This is so cool, folks. Hermetically sealed bottles of wine that don't go bad. You purchase a card to be part of the wine club. You put your card in there, and then you pick the bottle of wine that you want. You can get a sample size, a glass, a half glass, I believe, and a full glass. She gave me a tasting of this Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley, California. She said it was $200 a bottle. Well, she put her card in and held the glass up to it and pushed sample size. It was pretty good of size amount of it. I swirled it around in the glass, And this red Cabernet Sauvignon just stuck to the glass. It was so cool. I smelled it. It smelled great. And I had it with my beef taco. Oh, my. That was a great cab. It was fantastic. Nice and dry and bold. Yeah, go in there and try the Cabernet Sauvignon from Napa Valley, California. $200 a bottle. Man, was it good. But on my diet, I could only have the taste. I couldn't do a full glass. So, yeah, wasn't able to do that. But, man, great location. Libby's doing a great job. Great menu. The team members were all awesome. I like the one waitress that went by and kind of snubbed Eddie a little bit. He had just, I think, given her some backstraps, some venison he had killed. And, well, that's it for you. No more venison for you. I don't even know her name. She was a drive-by team member that made a comment. That was fun. And then I headed back home, got home in about an hour and a half from Sheboygan and brought Miss Vicky her tacos. She loved them. So greatly appreciate if you guys check out Libby's there in downtown Sheboygan. Also, I want to remind you, tomorrow, Friday, October 27th and Saturday, this Saturday, October 28th, the last 2 days of the winterization special going on at Northern Michigan RV. No appointment necessary. Just take your camper, your RV over there, your motorhome. Get in line, fill out the sheet. The team, the pit crew from Northern Michigan RV will jump on your vehicle, your trailer, your camper, your RV, whatever it is you have. They will weatherize the caulking on your roof to make sure it's completely watertight. They'll drain all your water systems, your tanks, your holding tanks, your black water, your gray water, your shower, your hot water tank, your toilet. They'll flush out your black tank, and then they'll put antifreeze in, make sure all the lines are filled with antifreeze, winterize for the winter. This year it's $99.95, no appointment necessary. Just show up. Their hours is 9 to 5 tomorrow, Friday, the 27th, and 9 to 5 on Saturday. This is your last chance to get your campers, motorhomes, RVs, whatever you have, winterized there in Gaylord. They're west of I-75 on the north side. Take M32 right there to the Walgreens. Head north. Second street up on the right is Expressway Court. You make a right and just follow the signs. Tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5, winterization special. Tell them Chuck or Randy sent you. Taking our news break, hour number 2 of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry.